join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Fully Persuaded Faith by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
Are you ready to continue on with this thing that God is doing in our lives? Amen. This is a pivotal conference. This conference has and will continue to change your life. God has set us up so that we can receive exactly what we need to do, what he's calling us to do. And the theme of this conference is full of faith. And we cannot do what God is calling us to do in this season until we get full of faith. I know this is a time and season for heaven on earth. We got to be full of faith. There's a season and time that miracles, signs, and wonders are going to flow through you. You got to be full of faith. And we got to handle the thing that traumatized us, caused us to second guess and doubt our capacity, a doubt that God's hand is on you for good. And that's why he's giving us this word about being full of faith. So I want to continue with that theme. And let's go to Romans, the 4th chapter. It's one of my most favorite passages of scriptures in dealing and talking about faith. Amen. Romans, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse read, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. This is speaking of Abraham, what God had promised him, but there were some things that he was still waiting to see God to show up, but he believed God. I read one translation speaks of that he stood before God and he believed God. So I want to submit to you, until you really have an encounter with God, until you stand before him with nothing else in your hands but what his word, you will not have solidified in your heart that God is able to do some things. It will handle your doubt. It will handle your fears. It will handle your insecurities, which is why Abraham was able to believe God, because he had encounters with God. Why are we having encounters with God? God is getting ready to bring to pass his promises in the people of God's life. He's getting ready to use God's people in the kingdom to turn the world right side up. Come on now. He's getting ready to let the world know that we have a God. He's getting ready to let the world know that we believe in God's word and what we said will come to pass. So he says, even God who quickened the dead. Abraham had revelation, understanding if there was anything dead, God had the ability to quicken it. He had the ability to bring it back to life again. Amen. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. He called things, one translation said, that did not exist as if they already existed. He didn't allow what wasn't here to govern his speech. He didn't allow what wasn't here to tell him what could not be done. He called things done as if they were already done. Even though there was nothing seen, he already spoke of it as he saw it. Why? Because God declares our end from our beginning. Amen. God does not look at where we are right now. He know our end means says we are healed. So even though you're dealing with something in your body, he doesn't look at your sickness, your state right now. He calls the end. The end is you being healed. So he'll say you are healed even though you got a negative doctor report. Because he calls those things that be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, hey, glory to God, he was also able to perform. I love the 21st verse, which our text will be coming from, and being fully persuaded what he had promised, he was able also to perform. To be full of faith, you must be fully persuaded, convinced, and assured and that God would do what he said he's going to do. No matter what your circumstance are looking like, no matter what your body is trying to tell you, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what your checking account says, no matter what the bills say, you're fully persuaded that God is able. Amen. Persuaded means to be convinced and to prevail against opposing opinion, thought, or belief. Oh, you don't hear me this afternoon. God said full of faith, and to be fully persuaded, you must be convinced against opposition. You must be convinced and assured. No matter what it looks like, you will not make me doubt him. Why? Because I know too much about God. Glory to God. I am assured he wants us, for us to move in signs and wonders. We have to be assured. We have to be convinced that God is a miracle working God. We have to be convinced that he is with me and he is for me. You must be assured. If even by you ministers, you get up and preach and people look at you blank face, you got to know that you know. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That you are anointed and the faces don't convince you otherwise. You're fully persuaded that the greater one is on the inside of you. Glory to God. Even though it may look like at this moment you don't have any manifestation, that the greater one's on the inside of you. Even though you don't have any manifestation that he's a miracle working God, you still are convinced that he is a miracle working God. You could have prayed for someone to receive their healing and they go home to go be with the Lord. You go home and say, God, you're able. Even though your heart is broken, you still know that he is able. If you have no money in your wallet right now, even though you desire to give and you can't give right now, you don't stop coming to church because you know that any minute God will show up as Jehovah Jireh. Any minute he will show up as El Shaddai, because he is a God that is more than enough. More than enough. And so to be fully persuaded means to be entirely, wholly convinced. Fully means to be entirely, wholly convinced that you trust in the Lord with all of your heart and you don't lean to your own understanding, that your whole heart is convinced that he is able. Your whole heart, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's why the scripture said, I'm going to believe that we need to believe to the saving of our soul, the deliverance of our soul, the deliverance of our mind, the deliverance of our will, and a deliverance of our emotions. That's what church does for us, people of God. Every time you come through the doors, God has some deliverance for your mind. God has some deliverance for your emotions, and God has some deliverance for your will. So we are operating and moving forward and full of faith, being fully persuaded. I would love to call this FPF, hashtag FPF, fully persuaded faith. Fully persuaded faith. Now check this out. Fully persuaded faith believes in the Lord God Almighty. It believes faith over facts. You understand what I'm talking about? Faith over facts. Here we have in Romans 17, 4 and 17, it says, Abraham believed God, who brings the dead back to life, and creates new things out of nothing. That's the New Living Translation. So he stood in the presence of God, and he believed God that's able to bring things that were dead back to life, because the word says his body was dead. Abraham was not producing anything that can cause life at that moment, but he had a word from God to say that you will have a child. And then his wife, her body was dead, long past dead. It showed no proof of reproductivity. It showed no proof of being able to produce children. So she was barren all her life, but Abraham had a child from somebody else. But God told him that I'm going to bring seed out of you and your wife together. So even though he was waiting and waiting and waiting, nothing manifested, because he stood in the presence of God, because he had a conversation with the Lord, he believed faith over facts. He took his faith and he said, I'm going to put my faith over the facts. What are the facts? My body is dead. What are the facts? Sarah's body is dead. What are the facts? I'm old. What are the facts? Sarah is old. What is faith? God is able. What is faith? God has promised. So he took his faith and put it over the facts. So fully persuaded faith is faith over facts. What am I saying? God gave some of us a word. He gave some of us a promise, but your circumstance looks dead. Your situation looks hopeless. You have no proof at all that God is able to do what he has promised. This is a new thing in your family. This is a new thing in your generation. But you got a word from God. Faith is the word of God. Faith is a word from the Lord. It's being convinced and is believing that God's character and his nature is true. It's convinced and assured that his word is true. Even though the circumstances are conflicting, even though the situations are contrary, you believe in God, so I take God and I put it over the facts. I believe the word of God, so I take the word of God and put it over the facts. God, so you said you're going to bless me. You said you're going to increase me. So I take the word of God that says he's able to make all grace abound towards me, so I have all sufficiency in all things, and I'm able to give. So I take that word and I put it over my red checking account that's always in the red. I say, I don't know how you're going to do it, God, but you told me that I'll be out of debt. You told me I'll be able to give. You told me I'm blessed to be a blessing, but I got zeros in my checking account. But I take the word and I put it over my checking account. I take the word, I put it over my finances, and I say, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you will do it. So I take my faith and I put it over the facts, and I refuse to be down, but I believe God. Amen. I believe God. So that's what Abraham did. He took the word of God and he said, this is the truth, and I put it over the facts. Now, if I don't get any further than this point here today, God gave me release, because as kingdom citizens, as people of God, believers of God, we have to understand that we got to take the word of God, our faith, and put it over every fact in your life. Everything that's trying to tell you that you can't have, you can't do, you'll never be, you'll never go, it will never happen. We got to remember the word that he spoke to us. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is like fire in our mouth. The word of God is the truth, and it's forever established in the heaven. So how do we take faith and put it over the facts? Let's go to Job, the 22nd chapter, the 28th verse, and I'll be reading it from the Amplified translation. It says, you shall also decide, you need to circle that, and decree a thing. Now, I've been decreeing things all my life. All my life as a believer, I've been calling things and confessing things, even though I didn't understand how to do it. But what got me this week, when I was talking to a sister in Christ, when you read it from the Amplified translation, it said, you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and light of God's favor shall shine upon your words. And the Lord began to deal with me about some of the frustration that I've been having, is that I really have not decided that this is what I wanted. How? What are you talking about? I don't need that. But then you say, I declare and decree I receive more than enough. But when you say, I don't need more than that, you're indecisive. And so the Lord began to show me areas in my life because of timidity, because of insecurity, because of people not understanding the way God can move. It caused me not to really decide that this is for me. Because faith must be spoken. That's why I say you should decide and decree. So unless you speak it, you have not decided. And if you can't speak it in front of some people, you're unsure of it. And God said, until you have some boldness and able to decide that this is what you have called me to have, and come hell or high water or naysayers, I will boldly say, the Lord God is my helper. What can man do unto me? Until you can say, he will bless the work of my hands. Until you can go to a neighbor who's been looking you up and down and questioning whether God's going to do X, Y, Z for you, because they know some of your narrative. They know some of your story. They know your history. They know what you've gone through. But you show up and say, God's going to increase me. God has blessed me. And so, but because of they look at you and on a low, because of their looks, reminds you of your foreclosure. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Reminds you of your check bouncing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Remind you of your car breaking down, sleeping in your car, or whatever that case may be. And you say, well, I don't know if I can say that because my history looks like so much the conflict, the contrary, the opposite. Abraham was 100 years old. Abraham was waiting on a promise from the Lord. God changed Abram's name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. Bishop talked about this on yesterday. So he had to go to tell all his servants, all his people, everybody who knew him, that my name is no longer Abram. He had to decide, I'm going to get on God's page. He had to decide that I'm going to be a father of many nations. I'm sure he had to pump himself up in the tent. He walked back and forth. You know how we do in our prayer closet, all by ourselves. Oh God, you are able. Oh God, you're more with me than it is against them. Oh God, you're going to bless me. You're going to give me that business. You had to pump yourself up after going through some stuff and go out there and say, hey man, my name has been changed. My name, by who, Abram? By who? God, he came and talked to me. God talked to you? Okay, what's your name? Abraham. You know what? He done lost his mind. He done lost his mind. I'm sure he heard something at the bush cooler. You know, at the bush cooler. You know how we hear stuff at the water cooler at the office? The men were at the bush cooler, at the feeding the camels, and say, Abram had lost his mind. How is he going to be a father of many nations? We had no seed of himself. How he's going to do X, Y, Z? He lost his mind. And when every time they called him out of his name, Abram, he had to remind him, my name is Abraham. He had to get in alignment with what God has spoken over his life. Are you in alignment with what God has spoken over your life? If you're blessed, you need to get up on your feet and shout, I'm blessed. If you're out of debt, get up on your feet and say, I'm out of debt. This is a season of boldness. Faith over facts. He had to decide. If Lord say, if you get no further than this, it's okay. He had to decide. It wasn't easy for Abraham. We read of the facts he was dealing with. Your situation is not unique. Come on. Your situation is not extreme that your faith can't handle it. We're in the season of that our mouth must be enlarged over our enemies. I believe that's a scripture in Isaiah. Our mouth got to open wide so you can no longer whisper your confession. You can no longer whisper your declaration. You got to open up your mouth. Say this with me. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Because I see things, hear things, believe the word of God, my mind is sound. I will no longer be intimidated by the enemy. I will declare God's word in my life, in my season, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God some praise. Gotta decide. I start thinking about that. Some of us are aggravated with end of things are not being where they need to be, but you gotta ask yourself, have you decided against God's word for your life? But I say, I don't need that. I don't require all of that. But you're working towards it. You're going to work. You're trying to do certain things. You're working towards it. So every time you say, I don't need all of that, you take heaven's money that's been deposited and you take it back to the bank. Then you go to confess it. Then the angels come bring it back. Then you say, I don't need all that. Then they go take it back. We have to decide that this is what God has called me to have. And I don't care what people think or say. And so your confession and your faith will be challenged by circumstances and situation and observations and naysayers and things falling and floor going from underneath your feet. But you have to show that you have decided that God is what he told me he will be in my life. What God wants us to settle, that this word right here that we have on our phones, have on our tablets, come to church and that's bound in leather, it is more valuable, it's more precious, it's more sure than your neighbor, than your bank account, than your situation, because you understand that this word will get me whatever I need in my life. And I don't care what people say about me, I will have everything that's in these pages. I will receive everything that he's spoken to me. So you have to decide. That thing hit me like a ton of bricks. I have not truly decided False humility will say certain things. You don't understand. False humility will tell you to talk yourself out of an opportunity. Talk yourself out of being in a room. Talk yourself out of an invite because you are afraid. The truth be told, it's fear that's telling you, you know, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can handle that. Some of us in this room, we're so afraid of success that we choose failure over success. You count yourself out of trying to do something because you think you're not going to make it. But I want to let you know, if you look like you're falling on your face, you got to tell yourself there's a rising up. There's a coming up. That this is the last day of the worst day of my life. I don't care what it looks like. If your car gets foreclosed, your house gets foreclosed, you lose your job, you say, this is the last day of my brokest day of my life. That from this day forward, things are getting better. Faith over facts. And you have to decide when the day of reckoning, when Satan shows up to try to get you to doubt stuff, that's the day of reckoning. He wants to see, do you really believe what God says about your life? And the way he does that, he'll show you stuff not happening. He'll do stuff in your family. He'll let everybody know about your situation. But then you say, no, I have decided that God's word is true. I have decided that he's faithful. I've decided that he's able. So you have to make that decision so you can decree.
Are you running on empty? Get a faith boost with the Direction for Life Conference Series, Full of Faith. You'll receive powerful messages by Bishop Herbert Bailey, Dr. Marsha Bailey, Pastor Chandler Bailey, and ministry guests, Pastor Keon Henderson, Dr. Darius Daniels, and Bishop Joseph Walker. Order this powerful series today on CD or DVD. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to writedirection.info. Order the Direction for Life Conference Series, Full of Faith. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, Women's Bible Study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.